seems that the greatest question that Bnei Yisrael had back then, and we still have now, is what it says in the parasha of Vamuli Mashma, that Moshe Benu said to Hashem, they're going to ask me, what is your name? What should I tell them? And they want to know what your name is. So this question is what we're talking about by way of entering into the world of the spheres, Hashem's hanhagas of this world. That's the question. After this, to learn Shari Ora carefully inside, to go through all of the shamas. But it's really, if you think about it, it's really very remarkable how in the morning, and we're going to go back into the lesson that's brought down in the Das of Spheres and finish up a little bit in the Talei Chaim. It's really remarkable that in the bracha that we say in the morning, by Berachas HaTorah that we've been talking about, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch that we should be Kolanu, Anachnu, Tzatzenu, us and our children, our grandchildren, Kolanu, Yoidei Shemecha, we should all be able to know your name, the Loim Dei Saroscha Lishma, and to be able to learn your Torah Lishma. So, thinking it really, you would expect it to be the other way. That it should begin by saying that we should all be Lomdei Saroscha Lishma. We should be Jews that are learning Torah Lishma. And that through our Limud HaTorah, that we should be Zeicha one day to reach a level of being Yoidei Shemecha. That through our learning, and over time, and studying and learning and keeping mitzvahs and preparing, we should come to a madrega that we should be able to be Yoidei Shemecha. We should be Zeicha to know Pnimius HaTorah and to be Yoidei Shemecha. But that's exactly the point, and that's what we're learning here now. That the whole tachlis of Pnimius HaTorah, the whole tachlis of Torah, of Pnimius HaTorah, is that we want to be able to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we should be Yodei Shemecha. That we should know your name. And that's what we've been learning about, that we should know your name. We should be Yodei Shemecha. We want to live with this Kesha Apnimi of being Yodei Shemecha. That's the tachlis of all of our Yiddishkeit. That's why that was the question that Bnei Yisrael were asking Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashma, what is his name? Who is he? So we begin and we say in the bracha that we should all be Yoidei Shemecha, that we should be able to come to that tachlis of our lives, which is to be Yoidei Shemecha, to know his name. To know his name. And the hetimsa, to be able to come to that, of course, is the Lomdei Saroscha Lishma, that we should learn Torah. But the objective of all that we're doing is to be Yoidei Shemecha. And that's what we were talking about. So go to page Chav Vav of Das HaSfiris. We're going to come back to the piece of the Leshem and read it in the note that we didn't see inside. But let's review page Chav Vav in Das HaSfiris. He brings here a Leshem. He doesn't bring the whole piece of the Leshem. That we'll read inside at the end in the Tal Lechaim. But let's just review what the Leshem says, and then we'll see the note on page Chav Vav. Everybody has the same edition. There's only one edition. Halashem, again, we had read this, but just going to review it for a second. The Leshem, of course, is Rav Eliyashiv's grandfather, Rav Shlomo Eliyashiv. He was the greatest Mekubal. Halashem herich b'zema'oid, v'hevi yaz divrei chazal, b'medrash shaychatayv, ala pasik asak ve'yu ki'od ha'shmi. This is what we were discussing the past 2 weeks. Asak ve'yu ki'od ha'shmi, what Chazal say, Why is it that Jews are davening, and they're not answered and they're davening? Because they don't know. We're davening, but we don't know his names. We don't know his name. Now, obviously, we know the names. We say the names in davening, but there's something missing. We don't know his names. Hashem makes himself known to us through these names. That's how Hashem makes himself known. Through the names, Yudkei Vavkei, Aleph Hei Yudhei, and so on, Hashem makes himself known to us. As we spoke about, and we're going to see Mishem a lot, how each of the spheres is a gilui of Hashem's name, one of Hashem's names, or a combination of names, each of the spheres. Shmeisul Hagilui Ketzer Hashem is Baruch Mizgalaban Goslabro. How Hashem is revealed to this world. Shezemahus Hashem Ketzer Koldomim Mizgalachem Aidei Shmo. That's what a name means. How something is known by, how something is known to the others by that name. Ushmeisav Hain Puulaisav. The more a person understands the way of the spheres, the way of the spheres, which is how Hashem conducts the world, the more a person understands that, so he knows Hashem's names, and he's able to be among those who are Yodei Shemecha and to connect to Hashem. And by that, even a simple person, simple people like ourselves, through our keeping Torah and mitzvahs and through our tefillahs, but when we keep Torah and mitzvahs and we know the names of Hashem that are revealed through each of those mitzvahs, through tzitzis, through tefillin, and through all of our tefillahs, every part of our tefillahs, when we know those names, even regular people like us, regular Jews, are able to be poel, as we're going to learn about right now in the Lashem. We're able to draw down shefa and bracha, all kinds of amazing things into this world, which is the tachlis of creation. And through this, creation becomes perfected. Creation is lifted to a higher level. So let's read some of the Lashon of the Lashem, which we had not done earlier. That's on page Chav Vav, footnote Vav. Put not Vav on the bottom. He doesn't finish the Lashem, so we'll finish that in here. Benati kam l'shon Hashem. So let's learn, we're going to be learning a lot of pieces from the Lashem and Mirtz Hashem. So this is the Lashem of the Lashem. B'sibas hezgalus v'amshachas habrocha v'hashafa milamala. Hashem created the world in such a way that he wanted us to draw it down into this world, that shefa, that bracha, to reveal in this world the shefa and the bracha, to draw it down milamala, from above. And in essence, that's the dream that Yaakovino had, of being a sula mutzav arz of rosh magia shemaim, the dream of the ladder, where the foot of the ladder is in the ground, and the top of the ladder is in the heavens. And Chazal already told us that was Yaakov himself. The dream of Yaakov was the life of a Jew in this world, is that our feet are in this world, but the tachlis of a Jew in this world is that somehow through our avodah in this world we're able to make that connection between heaven and earth, and each one of us is a sulam, a ladder that's mutzav arz rosh magia shemaima u'malach elokim oylim v'yaradim bo, and that through our mitzvahs and through our tefillahs and through our avodah we're able to bring about this shefa from below, from above to below, through sending our malachim, so to speak, our tefillahs and our avodah above, to draw down the shefa from above. Hashem wanted that this shefa, this bracha of life in this world, should be accomplished by man. Of course, we can't do anything without Hashem, but that we should be proactive in doing this. And this is through our keeping of Torah and mitzvahs. All Torah mitzvahs, every single word of Torah, every letter of Torah, every dot inside the letters of Torah, every crown on the letters, and every single mitzvah corresponds to these karchas elyonim, to these spheres that we're going to be learning about, Kesa, Chachma, Bina, and so on. V'hinei nase kol za'idei siyu ha'tachton ba'ator v'amitzvah. Hashem made all worlds in such a way that through our keeping of Torah and mitzvahs, our observing of Torah and mitzvahs, we're able to draw down these kaiches. Ki kula shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because as we discussed last week, the entire Torah is really Hashem's name. All of Torah, we spoke about that last week. Well, that's the Ramban and the other, all the Mekubalim, that all of Torah is Hashem's name. Shu etzam hasheresh to kol hametzias kula. And Hashem's names The Shem Havaya, as we learned last week, the Shem Yudke Vavke, is at the source of all of this. That is the means by which all of creation took place and takes place now as well. Lachen aydei hisarus mikiyuma ushmirasa v'asiyasa. Therefore, through the hisarus that takes place by our keeping the Torah and by keeping mitzvahs, learning Torah and keeping mitzvahs, shnasa b'lamata, down here in this world, niftach hamakar ha'elyon shala l'mayla. That opens up the makar ha'elyon, that opens up that makar, that source of bracha, of that koach that corresponds to that mitzvah, to that letter of Torah, to that word of davening, and so on. It opens up, it's the key that opens up, or the password like we discussed last week, that opens up that makar from above. Lios meyer umizgala v'pu'ulas kol ha'maisen. That it illuminates and is revealed here in this world. B'nizeu achilu ka'otzum v'hev d'lagol, v'nemekayim esedher v'amitzvah b'stam. So the Lashem explains, and here lies the difference between a nice Jew, a regular nice fine Jew, that keeps all of Torah mitzvahs, observes all of Torah mitzvahs, davens, learns, keeps mitzvahs, certainly, without a question, is rewarded for every single second that he spent in this world with Torah mitzvahs, he's rewarded after he leaves this world. But still, there's a chiluk otzum. There's a huge difference between a Jew that's Mekayim Torah mitzvahs b'stam, stam, because that's what he was told to do and that's what he received and he believes. Shuba kavana klolus al kol mitzvah mitzvah. And this person, a regular Jew, stam ayid, which is a foreign thing. The Koska said the stam is the letters Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, right? Stam ayid is also a chashuv thing. But this Jew, when he goes to sit in the sukkah, he has the following kavana. I want to keep the mitzvah of sukkah. I want to be able to give nachas to Hashem to keep the mitzvah of sukkah. That's it. Now, if it says some fancy things in the Siddur, he might have been told by his father and grandfather to say what it says in the Siddur. He doesn't particularly know what's going on over there. And to him, there's no difference between a sukkah and a shofar. It's just that when Rosh Hashanah you do this, and sukkahs you do that. And maybe he read some nice things about why we sit in the sukkah or why we blow the shofar. But as far as the kavana, with the regular Jew, there's a general kavana that I want to mekayim the ratzon of Hashem. Then he ties into that all the nice things that he learned about sukkahs, or all the nice things he learned about the shofar, maybe he thinks about, which is good. But basically, ukavana klolis achas al kulam shofar. Basically, it's one kavana. I have kavana to perform this mitzvah. You can't compare such a Jew, even though that's a wonderful person that we just described. Nevertheless, you cannot compare him with that mishas zochel ahaskev ladas al kol mitzvah mitzvah befrat. You can't compare the first Jew to the second person who has learned and understands the unique nature, the shemis and the spheres of sukkah and of shofar. And not only that, but what's a tkiah, and what's a shvarm, and what's a truah? B'chol mitzvah, mitzvah b'frat, as gilui ori is baruch shemo, that what aspect of Hashem's light, what aspect of Hashem's life, what name of Hashem is being revealed through sitting in the sukkah? And through sitting in the sukkah on Yontif, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, morning, afternoon, night, what exactly is happening? Asher ala b'protius, mireishis ha'atzilus ha'atzayfa kula, that from the highest point of the beginning of Hashem is revealing his presence in this world, ad seifa kula, all the way to the lowest level of all creation. He's a nichnas v'oyla b'hechel ha'kadosh p'nima. This Jew, who is among those who are yodei shemecha, he is a person that is nichnas v'oyla b'hechel ha'kadosh p'nima. He is able to go up and to enter into the Hashem's holy chamber. B'cheder lifnim micheder, a room, and then a room inside the room, and another room inside that room. V'ayilu meitiv es haneiros, And he goes there and he's able, through his words, it's the same mitzvah. He sits in the sukkah just like the nice fine Jew that sits in the sukkah. This person who has learned what is the mitzvah of sukkah, what is the kavana of sukkah, and what are the shemos, and what are the spheres that are being activated with this mitzvah of sukkah, this person goes into a cheder lifni micheder, and he's able to prepare these candles, these ayres. And he is causing this tremendous light of Hashem to illuminate this world. The kavanoso umachshavto, by way of his kavanas, and by way of his machshavas, his thoughts. V'nasa gam hagilui gufa me'or yichudis baruch shemo shabatzilus hakol rak ha'itehel dematzma. That this light that comes from the highest place of Atzilus, that's the closest that could be to Hashem himself, that this light becomes available somehow. The shefa of that light becomes revealed in this world. We don't see it with our eyes how or what, though there are all kinds of consequences that could be experienced, things that are experienced, but that's revealed in this world through this person. Kumamshich es gilui oirevi yichudu sheva Atzilus hasharech la'oisa mitzvah. Because this person with his thoughts, with his machshavis and his kavanis of the shemus and of the spheres, he is actually taking that ladder, and that ladder is going down all the way to the lowest point of creation, and he's attaching the lowest point of creation to the highest point of Atzilus, to the highest level of creation, through those kavanis and those machshavis. Because the person, by having these kavanas and machshavas, and amid Shem, much further along the way, we're going to practice these. We're going to talk about these on our level, with different mitzvahs and different shemus and different yichudim that people like us can be oisek in and remember and concentrate on. At different parts of davening, by Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos morning. It's not going to happen in Kiddush Club if you're part of such a thing somewhere. But a Kiddush, a real Kiddush, what are the Kavanas? What are the Machshavas? What's Purim? What's by Megillah? All of these they're, again, on a basic level, Hashem wants all of us to learn this. The Ari HaKadosh said that this is higher than any Liman HaTorah. That being Miyachid Yechudim, to be Miyachid Yechudim, is a greater mitzvah and is a higher avodah than any learning of Torah. Any learning of Torah. It's a higher level of avodah Hashem. But the person goes into the machshava lamala, he ascends above on the ladder, and through the password, he enters into that chamber, and v'yorid midarga ladarga, and then he goes down the ladder, from one rung to the next rung, lower, makavad Hashem roi l'chol madrega madrega. And he's makavan the shame that applies to all of these levels. The shemus themselves, the names of Hashem, are these giluim, these revelations. And this illuminates or ignites these auras above and draws these lights down below. Through this person. So this person, Hazoicha Atzma, who has this tremendous chus of fulfilling the ultimate tachlis of creation, which is to be a ladder between heaven and earth. He is causing the all of the malachim to tumult. He's causing, Hashem gave the human being this the ability to turn on this switch above. In other words, to pull down from Atzilus, from that place which is closest to Elokus, to Hashem, and to pull it into creation, and to illuminate all worlds with this light. Mamshicha lamata. Ubesoiv dvarv, at the end, the Lashem writes, Ki hu ha'odam asha oiser v'tsoin kainai. This person that we're describing now, who is among those who are called Yodei Shemecha, this person is Oyser Ritzain Kainai, Shabishvila Nivaharlam. The world was created for this person. The world was created for a person who does this. Again, the world's good for every person, but the ultimate tachlis of creation is that a human being should come to this madrega. And that's why when the Gemara says at the end, of times the Gemara says that at the end of time, all the tzaddikim are going to sit in the mochel, amachkul tzaddikim. What it means, those who are yodei shemecha are going to sit in a circle, and they're going to point kivyochot Hashem and say, Zeh Hashem kivinalo. Zeh Hashem yudkevav kivinalo. We were the ones that made this kav. We were the ones that in our lifetimes, we created a kav, a frequency, a kav. That's the word mikveh, lekavos, kivinu, tikveh, a kav. We created this kav. Zah Hashem kivinu lo. And now in this world, all of that avodah of all the thousands of years of history is going to be opened before our eyes. Nagila v'nismach of Yeshua. So that's going to be the riku, the dance of Mashiach. Zah Hashem kivinu lo. That's what we're makava for. Li Yeshua so kivisi Hashem. That's what Yaakov said to the children before he left the world. And that's the tachlis of all of us, is Li Yeshua so kivisi Hashem. Yud kevavke. Shirotzna kadosh baruch hu mehodam, next to the last line. Shirotzna kadosh baruch hu mehodam hu shuhu yigrom yisavir v'skol ha-pu'ulais v'amaisim. Hashem wants that a human being, he wanted us to be able to bring about all of these sivuvim and all of these pu'ulais. V'amaisim ha-shagami mekar ha-makaris kula mevinyan kol ha-tzilis kula. That it was given to us the ability, the korach to do this. V'ayin zara kodesh v'amidba kubchav ma-she'en kein hodam ha-she lo zocha l'kol zeh. Next page on the bottom, Chav Zayin. Masha'en Kain, a person, a very nice, fine person, who is not zeichet to all of this. Voice called Mitzvah Bistam. And he does every mitzvah, but he does the mitzvah Bistam. Just, I want to make Hashem happy and sit in this room, which is great. But that's still, you can't compare. But without klolus levad, the person who keeps all of Yiddishkeit, without klolus levad, in a general way, keeps everything. Ukanal, harei the lesson writes, eino nichnas bepnimis klum. Eino nichnas bepnimis klum. He doesn't go into any of those inner rooms and chambers klum at all. Again, he's rewarded for every mitzvah, of course, but he doesn't go into those rooms. And it's a different Olam Haba. It's a different Olam Haba. It's a different Olam Hazan. It's a different Olam Haba. V'inu nageh b'kavanos alarak b'chitzaynis levad. His intentions, his general intentions are fine, but it's only reaching a place that's called chitzaynis. It's what we spoke about the first year from the Baal HaSura, about chitzaynis and pnimis. L'chein, therefore, kol ma shemamshich milamala harak b'chines hestapanim. Therefore, this regular person, he's not able through his general kiyum hamitzvos to bring about the giluyim, the revelations of the Jew who's yodei Hashemecha. And therefore still a madrega, there remains a madrega of Hester Panim of Hashem's face being hidden. Hashem's face is hidden. Now he ends the lashon over here, but if you have the Talei Chaim on page Samechei, he brings in the middle of the page, we'll finish with this and go back to the Sefer. In the middle of the page, you see where it says Masha'en Kain. Go down three lines, and at the end of the line, it says that's where it continues. Well, Befrat Be'inyin HaTfilo. I don't know why he didn't already bring the end there, because he began with davening, so Lashem's talking about davening, because it says Yikru'en Ve'nei, you know, that we use Hashem's name and we call out, but he didn't. So over here he brings the lashon. He says, "Befrat b'inyan atfila," and especially when it comes to davening, "Asher ikara hu the ikar of davening." On page Samachay in Anabakar, "Asher ikara," that the whole ikar of davening, you have the place with the goes well the sefer. No, yeah. "Asher ikara the ikar of davening hu liftoach shari rachamim." The ikar of davening is to open up the gates of Rachamim. lafik rotzen machol mishalus levav bnei adam, and to be able to bring down brachas that answer all the things that are needed in this world that people are asking for. Hine shamu hechrech hakavana pnimis. Therefore, when it comes to davening, kavana by davening is more important than having kavana by any of the mitzvahs. Although all the mitzvahs are mitzvahs deraisa, nevertheless, by davening, the whole inyan of davening is the whole inyan of davening is kavana, that you're standing with Neashchina. I was talking to the women about that last night. Is being b'fnei Hashchina, and being able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to understand that when you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayim Eisim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, what exactly is the Yudkei Vavkei, that name of Yudkei Vavkei? What are the vowels? What are the spheres? What koach, what or am I tapping into? What ladder? Where am I setting the ladder when I say the Baruch Mogen Avraham? When I say Sim Shalom, what am I doing? So by all mitzvahs, the kavanas are crucial. But davening, the whole inyan of davening really, is these kavanas. Not to say that God forbid a person who davenes bepshitas and tamimas and doesn't know any of the shamas that he's nachlila, that davening is not worth it. God forbid, the davening is every word that a person says, even without knowing what the word means, is very chashuv. But the tachlis, the ikka tachlis of davening is the kavanas of the names. And to know which part of davening, which world we're in, right? We spoke about it once, by Sefer Mitzvah, we're talking about davening, about the mitzvah of tefillah, and how the davening is divided between the olamis, atzilus, bria, yetzira, and asiya. How the different parts of davening correspond to different olamis. What are those olamis? What are those worlds? We live physically, we live in the world of asiya, shabasiya, but what's atzilus? What's bria? What's Yitzira? What does that mean? What are those worlds? And what does it mean that during Pesukah Dezimra I'm here, during Kriya Shema I'm there, and in Shemoneh Esrei I'm not Tzilus? What does that mean? And what are the kavanas of a person that's in that world? And what are those kavanas accomplished? All of that is not to be found in anywhere else except in Pnimis HaTorah, in the Zohar Kodesh and Ari HaKodesh. And the Svarim, this HaKadosh, Ka'ayidei, Hakavana pnimis shehem hashemus hakadoshim kula. That through a person having these kavanas, each person on his level of the shemus, hashehem atzman hakoach the kol hapulos kula. The names themselves, as I said, as we learned, the names themselves are these passwords, are these codes of all of the koiches. In other words, what's chesed and chesed shebechesed and gvura shebechesed. The shemus and the oisius of Hashem's name and the different shemus that correspond to those spheres and the combination and the alignment of the spheres and so on. Hinikasha makavan is called shem b'shem amiyuchan loisa ha'inyan. When a person has the kavana of that name, or at least to picture it in his head, to begin to be able to daven, that when you say the words Baruch Atah Hashem, You can pause for 5 seconds, and you're able to see the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. If you look in some of the better Siddurim, you'll see that it has different Nakudas by the different brachas of Hashem's name. It says Baruch Hashem Magen Avraham is one way, and Avraham Chaim Yisrael is a different way. And besides, you see the older Svadish Siddurim, Yudkei Vavkei with Adnus, which is Kutshabichu and Malchus and Shechina. In every single bracha, there's different spheres that we're talking about. We're talking to. We're speaking to Hashem, but through that mahalach of that sphere, and that's in the name of Hashem, and that's something that even regular people like us can do, to pause for 2-3 seconds and to even have that, to have the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, or to look in the Siddur and to see it and to stop and to look at the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, and to see it and to know what do those vowels mean, what's happening by Magen Avraham, what am I trying to accomplish by those words. Which reaches the makar makaris kulan, hypaseach makar. That in davening, that's the time of the day when we're paseach makar, where we're opening up that makor, those makoros of rachamim, we're opening up doors, gates of rachamim, umamshech al atzmai, and drawing down upon oneself and others, as a shefa v'habrocha mikodesh kadosh, shefa and bracha from kodesh kadosh, from the Beis Hamikdash Shel Ma'ala, from the highest place. Umamshicha b'kavanasa derakol hamadregas, and to draw down all the way to the bottom of the ladder to this world. Aydei Hashem hamiyuchel l'chol madregu madreg. And then when we learn Shari Ari Mitzvah Hashem, there you'll see that all the different words in Tanakh, all the different words in Davening, they correspond to different spheres. All of the words correspond to different spheres. Are gilui of different spheres, or a combination of spheres. So then you'll be able to know that when you're learning a pasuk, and you see, and you look at the pasuk, and it says va'era, and you look at that pasuk va'era vav aleph resh aleph, and to be able to see and to understand that what is the gilui of that particular pasuk, or the davening that you're saying. What are you being megala through that word? And you're able to, and the Sharia tells us which sphere is that? Was the word ve'era, what sphere is that? Or you see Shindalad Yud, what sphere is Shindalad Yud? The word Moshe, what is that? Each word. In davening, in learning, every single word. Till you draw upon yourself this rotzen, because this is the tachas of creation, and this bracha, and you're answered. And that's when Chazal say that, why is it we're davening, we're not being answered? This is the key to opening up these makaras. V'nimtza ki hu bo b'shalo, the blessings, the brachas that person draws down into his life, he himself was plowing and planting and cutting. In other words, he worked hard for that, through his kavanas. That was his avoda, to draw down these iris. Not just for himself, but for all of Am Yisrael. He himself was the cause of drawing down this shefa, this bracha. Masha enkein misbal v'stam. Masha enkein, the person davens v'stam, again, it's a chashuv thing to daven, but if a person davens v'stam, now v'stam is talking about even if he, when he says v'stam, he's not talking about you thinking about work, or something, you're thinking about something else. V'stam means you're thinking about what the words mean. That's minimal davening. Is you're thinking about what the words mean, and that you're aware of the fact that you're standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you're in the presence of the Shechina, but you're not. There's no chilik to you between one part of davening and another part. This part of davening and that part of davening, besides the meaning of the words. But as far as the spheres are concerned and the shemas, it's all the same to you. Baruch Hashem, Reitzah B'Tshuva, and Baruch Hashem, Gal Yisrael. It's the same thing. Gal Yisrael, it's the same thing. So the words mean something else, but it's the same inyan. Haloi Yevshah Sheyutan Le'Bakishol Sa'ala Berach Me'Shemayim B'Vad. The personal Davin Stam, of course Hashem is Shemet Tfilas Kolpeh, that if a person is sincere, Hashem listens to Tfilas. But that takes place, it's Rachmei Shemayim Bolvad. It's just because of Hashem's love for Am Yisrael, and Rachmei Shemayim Bolvad, Shubha Mat Neschinim, which is a Mat Neschinim, which is a gift. Ashalokein Haya Kavanoso Ritzoni Yisbaruch Shemo, V'chol B'riyas Olamo, which Hashem is loving, and He's kind, and He gives us even though we're unworthy. But that wasn't Hashem's intention, to have a welfare state. That wasn't Hashem's intention that it should be giving out. And such, He wanted us to use our bechira and our das to have these kavanas and to be able to draw down these iras. And l'sha adam ba'atzmo yisave v'lov kol toiv oilam al yidei ma'isev u'pulaisev v'diburu machshavto, that through our actions, through our mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs that we do, and the words that we say of learning and davening and so on, and the machshavas that we have, Hashem wanted that we should be the ones to be the ladders that draw these iras down. And you can't compare the bracha when it came through an avayda to a bracha that comes without avayda. It's a different bracha.
The
person has kavana down below here in this world. Like the muscle that's brought down in the swarm, the Tanya, another swarm of a person where there's a long rope, Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso, Kilo, there's a long rope that's connecting heaven to earth. And when you shake it a little bit on the bottom, then it on top, it's moving all over the place. Which we don't see that. But you have a long rope, and you go like this on the bottom, and it's everything is moving on top. Zer Sha'amru, Mepne Ma Yisomus Palim Ve'enanen. And that's the meaning of what Chazal say. Why is it the Jews are davening ve'enim nanim? But they don't see, of course they're answered, but we don't see the full answer. We don't see that. Ve'enim nanim ebnei she'enim yoedim soid shem ha'mefurash. Chazal said because they don't study. They don't know the shem. They don't know the name. They're not learning the name of Hashem. They're not studying the shem of Hashem. So, this is, and the Talei Chaim writes a little bit afterwards, Klal Shadavar, that's the Talei Chaim. Ha'ochus b'shmai yizbarach b'chal oimek ha'viyosah. When a Jew lives his life holding on to the names of Hashem, learning them, thinking about them, which again means learning the shemus, how they correspond to the spheres. Min nishmaso derech sichlo v'hasagoso. V'yoso kodosh v'elyon v'dobuk ma'atzilo baruch hu. His davening is a different davening. He's able to awaken the shorash yashirosh from the root of all existence. He's able to be awakened ad lamata mamish. That's a little way down here. Al kein bevadei tfiloso tiskabel. Therefore, such tfilos, again, we don't always see how, but these tfilos are for sure accepted in the greatest way. The tifal, the next page, gedulois noitzoris, accomplishing tremendous and great things. Mitzad ham shechosum imkar hakol baruch hu. And the Oysa Ha'inin HaZokuk Lo B'Tfilosa, all the way down to this world. V'dovezeh, I'm just reading the end of Talei Chaim. V'dovezeh, Eino Shimush Shemus Klavadach Kabbalah Ma'isis HaAsur B'Yameinu. We're not talking about using magic, mysticism, practical Kabbalah, which we're not Oysig in that, God forbid, at all, in practical Kabbalah. That's not what we're talking about, making golems, nothing like that. Ela Tfilo Utchim L'Bari Baruch Hu. Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and calling him by his name. Who is Baruch Shema? Who? HaPoel V'Oisa. It's not, God forbid, using all kinds of intermediaries, Chas V'Chalil. V'ikar HaPulhi B'Kavona Pnimis V'Siyachadus Levavis U'Tchina U'Dvekis V'Usa Deliba. The Ikar Kavona is to be able to learn what these names mean, to learn what each of the spheres are, and to fill our hearts with Kavona to draw down these iris into our lives, into the world. Veina soid shemus shemus shuhas karbepe kivyachem ain shemus bekocha otsu b'shemus aydepulas adam. I'm not talking about mysterious things, pronouncing the name of Hashem like it was in the Beis Hamikdash. B'sadik avana adam ena elam espal of Hashem hu'ayna v'ayisak ayna k'aymra yikra'eni ve'enehu. It's about davening in the highest possible way. It changes all of davening. It becomes the most exciting adventure in the world. All of davening becomes an exciting adventure as you make your way through the olamos, through the worlds of davening, and you begin to understand what the Torah and what davening is. How do they do this? How do they create such a world of tefillah? I mean, of course, based upon the words in Tanakh. How are they masadah these tefillahs? And a way that a person learns chumash. When you say Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum, and when a person is learning and everything, but a person is davening, and you see and you recognize that, oh, this these this sentence means the following. And you have that intention, you have that kavanah. It's a different davening, it's a different learning. And nachas kamav kam, when you're putting on tefillin, when you're putting on tzitzis, when you're making a brocha, it's a different altogether. Yiten Hashem chalkeinu imam. Hashem should give us our chelik, should be among those. Hashem, next week we're going to continue. Everybody should bring das hasfiris. We'll continue on page chaf chesem.